I cannot emphasize strongly enough how serious this is. Again, it's a major disruption. Basic things like getting your blood results if you come in and you have tests, if you're in the emergency department and those bloods taken, everything's got to be handwritten and manually done. As opposed to being done through the computer system, the results cannot be immediately sent back to that department, to the emergency department, or to the ward. They've got to be printed out off the analyzer and then batched and hand delivered. Come from a meeting, our chief pharmacist pointed out all prescriptions are having to be handwritten. We're back to the 1960s in terms of the our processing. So as a result, patients coming into the department, everything will be multiple times slower. So again, we ask for the public's patience and cooperation. If you come to the emergency department, it will be a very, very slow process. When we're under pressure, there are delays. The delays will be magnified 10-20 fold at the moment. One thing I would ask any patient who is presenting, and again, we're asking patients to go to their GP, only present in the case of an emergency. If patients are coming into the hospital, if you can bring, if you don't know your hospital number, if you have any correspondence from the hospital, any previous appointment letters, etc., please bring a copy in, because we cannot actually tell, and we don't have a system in place to be able to say whether or not you've attended hospital before. We don't even know what your hospital number is to get your medical records. We can't access that system.